When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I had to go about it, write it out, and find it myself. And there's some stories I can tell you. I had to fail, had to fall, just for what I did well. And there's some stories I can tell you.
This is the Final Word World Cup Daily, Day 11. Jeff Lemon and Bharat Sundaresan in Lucknow. The action was happening in Delhi. It was England. It was Afghanistan. It's brought to you by Westfield London. More extra, less ordinary. Bharat, please tell me about the entire match in the space of 30 seconds. Chalo.
Chris Woakes starts off with five wides. Gurbaz and Zadran put on a great opening partnership, 114. Then comes the collapse. You wonder, are Afghanistan going to lose their way? They don't. Middle order runs from Ali Khail and some lower order runs from Rashid Khan and Mujib take them to 284. England lose wickets early. England lose wickets in the middle. And England are blown away for 215 despite Harry Brooks' valiant 66. And Afghanistan create history. The biggest upset of the World Cup so far and one of the biggest upsets of all time.
One of the biggest. You've got Zimbabwe 83, you've got Zimbabwe 92. They beat Australia, then they beat England. Maybe Sri Lanka winning the whole thing in 96 is a massive upset. You've got your, you know, Ireland over Pakistan in 2007, Bangladesh over India in 07, Ireland, England in 2011, and so on. But this one is big. This is the reigning world champions. This is a team that last time, 4 years ago, when they played Afghanistan in a World Cup, made 400 and whatever, and Owen Morgan hit 17 sixes, which is still the record in an ODI innings, absolutely spifflicated them. Rashid Khan that day, I'm pretty sure, went for 110 in that game. Like Afghanistan's premier bowler, the figurehead, all the rest of it. That did not happen to Rashid Khan today. Picked up 3 for 37, was it? Not quite needing to finish his 10th over. But we can come to the chase later because I think almost the more important part, like the most important part is that Afghanistan didn't fall apart when things started getting difficult today, because we've seen them have big opening partnerships before. We've seen them get off to fast starts and then it starts to go wrong, and it continued to go wrong, but that didn't happen today. Let's start with Gurbaz and Ibrahim Zadran. And it was gorgeous the way they took on the first 10 overs. The scything cuts through point. England had about four fielders between sort of cover point and backward point. They were still finding gaps through there. The Gurbaz goes back and bangs a couple of huge sixes over the leg side. It was audacious. It was taking them on. It was, we are not afraid of you. No. My God, it was good to watch.
He was stepping down the pitch to everyone England threw at him, Gurbaz. And he has that technique where he opens up the offside. And he's a not just a dangerous batter. He can take down attacks. I mean, he got the IPL deal. He was opening the batting for KKR. And we saw him in the Asia Cup as well. And he scores so quickly and often outscores his opening partner. But you're right. The shots to the offside. And yeah, England were a little off-color with the ball early on. They gave him a lot of width. But there were times when he was creating that width just with his footwork and how he was opening. I'm just excited. Sorry.
We're both excited. We've been sitting here.
I think everybody in world cricket should be excited. You just don't have to be an Afghanistan fan to be excited right now. Maybe even as an English fan, you should be excited. That's how big a moment it was.
Yeah.
But just the way he was taking down the England bowlers, you're right, it felt like he could make a 150. He's done that before in international cricket, one-day cricket. But then that moment where, yes, they lose two wickets and then they lose him to a run out, and you see him walking off, swearing a lot in English. That caught my eye. I don't know why. The language in which he was swearing did catch my attention.
Okay.
He's an international cricketer now. He spends his time around the world.
Everybody knows the word you say when you get out.
That is true. But he said a few different variations of it.
Sure.
I mean, it was the baby throwing the toys off the court as he walked off. And that's generally when Afghanistan start losing their way.
Yeah. But I mean, it felt so frustrating. You could tell the people on commentary were frustrated. People online were frustrated because he was going so well. So it's not just like, so 79 off the power play between the two of them. Zadran's just chilling out at the other end, basically poking around. By the time he got out, he was going at a strike rate of 58, at which point Gurbaz was going at about 141, I think, the way things were going at the time. He brings up his 50 and 33 balls. And then as they come out of the power play, big powerful sweep shot off Rashid Khan, Big six down the ground. Adil Rashid. Yeah. We've had the Rashid versus Rashid thing going on, which we'll come to that later in the match, spy versus spy. Rashid Khan and Adil Rashid had a thing going on today. Mm. But anyway, he hits Adil Rashid over long on in the subsequent over. Mark Wood comes on in the 12th, uppercuts him for six. He was just not afraid of anybody. He was like, whatever you've got, I will take it down. And it's after Zadran's chipped a catch to mid-wicket, and then Ramat Shah has been stumped for three. And the new player comes in. It's the skipper. It's Hashmat. And he calls. I'm pretty sure it was Hashmat's call. He just squeezes the ball, the left-hander to mid-wicket, runs immediately. It's going straight to David Willey, who's the sub-fielder, because Rhys Topley had hurt his knee diving. There is no run there. And I don't know. I guess it's just heat of the moment. But Gurbaz is entirely within his rights to refuse that call and to say, if you want to come halfway down and run yourself out, fine. I'm batting really well. Yeah. I'm the most important player here at the moment. Sure, you're the captain, but you don't matter more than me. But he responded to the call and he gets run out. And it just felt like such a waste of... like, he's not going to bat 50 overs like that. Mm. You can't almost statistically... No. It's kind of probability says it's impossible to get through 50 overs like that. But all he needed to do was get through 30 overs like that, and he probably would have been on 160, and they're probably making 300 and whatever, and, you know, away they go.
Yeah, and you could see the captain's reaction. I spoke about Gurbaz's as he walked off, but the moment the camera panned to the captain's face, and he just winced a little, and he was like, ugh, what have I done? And maybe at that point, he felt as well, because they had all the momentum at that point of Afghanistan. They lose two wickets back-to-back, and then they run out. And this is also during a period of time when England spinners had come into the game, and it was also a sign, an ominous sign, as it proved to be for England, that this was a much slower pitch than what we've seen in Delhi, and the ball was turning. Everyone from Liam Livingstone and Joe Root had an impact with the ball alongside Adil Rashid. But you're right. And they seem to lose their way a little bit. They lose the captain as well.
And they lose Azmat, who comes out and whacks 19 in pretty quick time. He at least does keep upping the ante. But then he holds out to long on. Jonathan Trott's doing that, like, pinch the bridge of your nose. With not the full face in your hands, but just rubbing his fingers across his face, going, oh no, what's happening here? Hashmat is bowled by Root by a beauty that sort of straightens past the line of the left-hander's bat and hits off stump. Now, he's out for 14 off 36 balls. And at this point, it's like, okay, you've come in, you've run out the bloke who's got 80 off 50, and then you're sucking the life out of the middle of the innings. This is not captaincy material, you know, overboard with you. So he does, he sends himself overboard. And then Mark Wood with pace gets Nabi to splice one to the gully for nine. And so at this point, you're like, okay, well, they're done here. This is the classic Afghanistan trend down after the good start. But Ikram Ali Khil comes in, who in 2019, I remember him batting in that, the game against India when they were chasing a low score, about 200, and they needed whatever it was, maybe 20 off the last three overs, and he comes in and he couldn't really get bat to ball. He couldn't score. He looked frazzled. He looked out of his depth. Today, he's obviously worked very hard on his game over the intervening period. Today, he didn't look like that. And he got support from Rashid Khan, who, with time to bat, batted sensibly, scored at a runner ball, but didn't try to overdo anything. And the keeper, as he turned out to be, because Gurbaz has been keeping but didn't keep today, Ali Khil took the gloves, but before he did that, he made a really important 50.
Very important 50. And that's the kind of innings that Afghanistan has lacked. Someone to steady the ship when things start going awry. And he did it really smartly as well. And like I said earlier, this is during a period of time where the English spinners seem to have like a death grip on Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And you look at the economy rates. They barely went death for too many. Grip. It was a proper death grip.
Death grip
from Livingston.
Wow.
How smart am I? Well done, Bharat. Yeah, so, but then, I don't know why I keep doing that. But yeah, the death grip. But then he breaks through it. And like the English seamers did with the new ball, they were struggling. I don't know whether it was the heat or the lack of assistance from the pitch. They were all over the shop. They were bowling a lot of no balls. And that's when Ali Khil starts taking them on. But then comes the most significant innings of the last 10 overs anyway, where Mujib comes in and starts swinging the bat around.
Just after Rashid Khan has pumped one down the ground and Joe Root's taken a really good catch at long on off Adil Rashid, hence Rashid versus Rashid, as we mentioned earlier. In the battle of the Rashids, the England Rashid came up trumps in the first innings. Ellipsis. Who knows what's going to happen next? And then Mujeeb, particularly when Sam Curran lost his way. So he spanks Curran just mercilessly. Mm. Four, free hit.
Yeah.
Hits, as in, no, you know, the four is off a no ball, the second one. Free hit goes for six. Curran runs in and literally drops the ball while he's running up to try to bowl. He's to use the word of the Ashes, rattled. Was he rattled? No, I think he just dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Then a couple of runs, then a dot. So 18 off the over, and eventually Mujeeb's out for 28 off 16 balls, slicing wood away to short third just inside the circle. But it gave him momentum. It got him up closer to 300 than 240, 250, that kind of thing. Naveen Ul-Haq finishes off with a slashed four from Mark Wood. By this point, Alec Hill's been dismissed for 56, was it? Pumps Reece Topley for a big six after bringing up his 50 as well. It just felt like they weren't cowed, you know. And it wasn't last ball of the innings. It was last ball of the 49th that they slice it away. And then they run out in the 50th trying to run a bye with two balls to go. Even that I liked. Take them on. Two balls to go. Run the bye. Why not? Butler hits the stumps with the glove on. He's obviously been watching Alex Carey and nails them direct. And yeah, okay, you've bowled out Afghanistan, but they've made a proper score. They've got 284 on the board, which you'd think England are supposed to come out like they're chasing 400 and run it down in 40 overs. Mm. That's how England are supposed to play, but they don't. They bat like they're chasing 284.
And also there was the incentive for them to chase it down within 40 overs. It would have taken them, if not right up to the top, but very close to the top if they had done that. But I think if you can just go back to the Afghanistan innings, Jeff, and how the English bowlers struggled. Karthik Krishnaswamy, who just has walked into the room, and I were watching it at the stadium, and we were talking about how you compare this to the team in 2019, even with the ball, it felt like it was a team who knew how to play 50-over cricket. Now England are playing a form of 50-over cricket, which I refer to as T50, where it's T20 cricket, not loosely. I mean, I'm sure the English fans will jump on me and throw numbers at me, but this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like, and you look at the bowling figures, three bowlers had quotas of 4 overs each. And if you just look at it independently, you'd be like, not bad. Like Sam Curran obviously had a bad day. Chris Wokes had a bad day. But I don't know. I think this bowling just isn't as good, or as and the conditions played a role as well in 2019. It doesn't look very effective. And death bowling was a problem for them in the 2016 T20 World Cup. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, last time there was a World Cup in India. And it already seems to be the case this time around as well.
Right. So they start with Mujeeb, bowls the first over, and then Fazal Haq Farooqi, first ball that he bowls, swinging in, beats Bairstow, nails him in front of leg stump. He's given out on the field by Rod Tucker. It's umpire's call on impact, umpire's call on leg stump. Come back to that in the Hall of Fame, but you know, Bairstow out for two. And in the seventh over, Root gets bowled by Mujeeb for 11, you know, one that stays low and comes in, and that is such a key wicket, particularly in these kind of conditions, because Root's the player who can tick over a nice 50 or 60 and make it look easy. They kept Mujeeb on for six overs at the start, he said after the game, because they were conscious of the dew that would become heavier as the game went on, so allow him to grip the ball, and it pays dividends with the wicket of Root as well, which is particularly important. And then, you know, Harry Brooks sort of rebuilding things, looking okay. Mohammad Nabi almost squirms one through him that's caught behind, but he doesn't quite get a touch on it. David Milan's batting reasonably nicely at the other end, and then he hits one to cover on 32. They're 68 for three, and you've got the Butler and Brook combination, but so now you're thinking, well, they're a fair way off.
Yeah.
Like, they've got a long, long distance to go at this point. And then it's the Butler ball.
Oof. What a ball. We raved about Jasprit Bumrah to Mohammad Rizwan yesterday. It was a different kind of delivery. Mm-hmm. It was an in-swinging Yorker. Not so much a Yorker, it was a full ball. And with Jos Buttler, when he is facing deliveries like that, especially if it is a right armer who's bowling slightly wide of the crease, his head does fall over a lot. So there is that gap between bat and pad. And his bat kind of comes across his body. But to nail it, and he'd got a couple to go away from Jos Buttler just before that. So it was the perfect setup. Naveen Ul-Haq takes a lot of pride in his bowling, backs himself against the best in the world.
And bowled one maiden to Buttler a couple of overs earlier, because Buttler was wanting to be cautious and not playing like Buttler in the way that he just comes in and ticks it off, and suddenly he's 12 off 10, bowls a maiden to him, gets hit for a couple of fours in his next over by Brook, and then the one that cuts in and castles Buttler.
Absolutely. And that kind of set them on their way. And that's when you realize, and I think Lisa Stalekar was on commentary and she said, England might be in a little bit of trouble. I was like, no, Lisa, they're in a lot of trouble now. And Brooke was looking good. And I remember messaging you from the stadium, Jeff, at that point saying, it could well be the coming of age Harry Brooke innings that we saw in Test cricket in Headingley. I just got that feeling. And he did play well. I mean, he was timing the ball better than any other English batter. Yep. And it looked like all he needed was, or it felt like all he needed was a partner at the other end. It wasn't to come.
But there's that balance, right? So the Butler wicket falls, and then in the same over, three boundaries come in the same over. It's one for 15 off the over, I think. Brooke plays this perfect sort of wide off drive through wide long off. There's a free hit that Livingston puts away. And again, you're thinking, well, okay, the balance tilts back a little bit, and then it's Livingston being hit straight in front.
Terrible batting.
and terrible reviewing, right? Because it's Rashid Khan by this point, and it's not going anywhere. It's hitting the middle stump, and he reviews it anyway because I don't know. And at that point, England 117 on the board, five wickets down. Brooke's still there. He brings up 50 from 45 balls and looks superb, but he's got to do it all pretty much on his own from that point with the sort of Curran, Wokes, sort of Rashid axis to help him out.
Even before we come to that, you spoke about how courageous and audacious Afghanistan were with the bat early on. I thought they were similarly courageous and audacious with the ball as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Farooqi did get hit for a few boundaries, but he kept bringing the ball in. He troubled Joe Root. He wasn't too concerned with going to full. There were a couple of times David Malan drove him through the covers for four. Away from his body, the feet weren't moving. Yeah. And Malan, he does do that quite often. But it was brave bowling. He kept challenging the outside edge. And that kind of continued on. I think the captaincy was really good as well. The Mujib call about giving him six overs. And how they use Rashid Khan as well. What he comes in to bowl in the 16th over, if I'm not mistaken. He's given a spell, taken off, brought back in. And that's where he gets rid of Liam Livingston.
Well, and Mujib comes back as well. So he has the LBW against Wokes that gets overturned. He gets hit for the first six of the innings, which is in the 31st over. So England hadn't even tried to hit a six to this point. Brooke sweeps him for one. The following over, he gets Wokes given out and it's overturned. And then 35th over, he gets Harry Brooke for 66. The carom ball, the one that decks away from the right-hander, takes the little feather. Really good catch behind the stumps as well from Ali Khil, who continues his good match. Mm. And from that point, it's always going to be uphill. Yeah, you know, Adil Rashid whacks it around a bit with Mark Wood and so on, but wickets are going to fall at some point. Sort of test match style forward defensive shot from Adil Rashid, who edges one to slip. Topley comes out and tees off at the end. This was fun. This is almost a Hall of Fame. He hits three fours in a row off Fazal Haq Farooqi. Rhys Topley, in his entire professional career, has a top score of 19. He's never made 20 runs in about 270 professional matches across formats. He hasn't reached 20. He averages 4 in first class, 8 in list A, and 12 in T20 cricket. So he just bangs 12 in quick time, but, you know, they're still 80 short at this point, and it's not going to happen. And, of course, it's Rashid Khan to finish it off. Bowling Mark Wood, trying a big mow across the line. England all out for 215. They're in trouble. They're in trouble table.
And they're halfway through. And what this result also has ensured is that Australia right down at the bottom. It was only Afghanistan below Australia right before this game.
That should be Hall of Fame as well. In terms of net run rate, now, so Afghanistan have gone up with 2 points. The Dutch are ahead of Australia on net run rate. Yeah. So Australia are dead last. They'll play Sri Lanka tomorrow. Anyway, so Rashid Khan, 3 for 37. Mujib, 3 for 51. Nabi, 2 for 16 off six overs. So he went at 2.5 and over in a one-day international. Chef's kiss. Fazal Haq, who starts them off with the Bairstow wicket, and Naveen, who gets Butler, everyone contributes. Mujib, player of the match, deservedly for the runs he scored as well as the wickets he takes. Rashid Khan doing the translation for him at the presentation was quite sweet, you know, looking out for each other. But I think that brings us to the final word, Hall of Fame.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
the Hall of Fame, where we choose the moments of the day that that we enjoy particularly. It's brought to you by Westfield London. If you're in the UK, you can get involved with this campaign. It's the Westfield London Extra Pass. You can win a £1,000 gift card just for signing up, and you collect virtual stickers every time you spend £25 at a participating outlet. You get more discounts as you go along, and you go in a big grand prize draw as well. Google it, Westfield Extra Pass London. You'll figure it out from there. Westfield London, more extra, less ordinary. Hall of Fame for you. What caught your eye?
Right at the start, I don't know. Sam Curran did not have a great day. I don't know whether he caught this. He was on the boundary, and I'm not sure whether the camera got too close to him or he was a little cheesed off with the camera. He kind of didn't push it away like Medvedev did during the U.S. Open, but he seemed a little not pleased with the camera getting too close. That really stood out for me and kind of summed up England's day. They were just so Rashid versus Rashid, we spoke about earlier. Two leg spinners. You described how Adil Rashid got out. About how Adil Rashid got Rashid Khan. He pumped him down the ground. Joe Root took a great catch. But I think Rashid Khan wins that battle. It was just he got him his counterpart out with the perfect leg break. They dragged him out, made him play like the forward defensive. You were wondering why he would play so defensively. I think they were just trying to play out Rashid Khan, which is never a good idea when you have literally just one wicket left. And he got him caught at slip. So leg spinner, I think Rashid Khan wins.
Yeah, he as you would have to say on commentary, it was a leg spinner's dismissal.
Oh, very much so. Off a leg spinner.
Two leg spinners, both alike in dignity in Fair Delhi, where we lay our scene. What have we got? Yeah, Australia 10th, we talked about. I like the umpires going to ultra edge all the time on LBWs when the ball's this far away from the bat. Yeah. Like, I'm sure they have to do it, but it just always seems funny where they're like, oh, better just check that when you could drive a truck through the gap. I liked Johnny Best, though, just having an epic sulk as he walked off.
Oh, my God.
Because he was umpire's call twice. He glared at Rod Tucker. He gave him
the look.
I mean, you would think Johnny Best would be used to getting out by now.
Yeah.
Like, he's been out a lot. You played a lot of cricket. You've been hit in front and you've lost your stumps a lot. Maybe just roll with it. I don't know. If it's clipping leg stump, you're out. That's the bails generally come off if clipped. They don't always. They do less and less these days, admittedly. But at that pace, it was probably going to knock the bail off. So I'm not sure what he was so upset about. But I think ultimately, have you got another one or can I finish this off?
No, we spoke about Gurbaz and he had the hot hands at the top. It's rare that you play an innings of that quality and don't get the player of the match. But as the innings progressed, you spoke about Ali Khil keeping wickets. I don't know what's up with Gurbaz, but he had red hands. He looked like he had radioactive hands.
Nick Cave style.
Maybe, yeah, that's right.
Red right hand. He had two red hands, but he had blue fingers. He had tape on all of his fingers. And I don't know if he was worried about his hands, but this comes back to my last Hall of Fame bit, which was when Naveen Ul-Haq was bowling in about the 30-ish, 33rd maybe, he is cutting sick at Gurbaz, who, bear in mind, has already been run out by his captain, denied 100 against England. He's not having a great day. He's probably feeling a bit cheesed off at the world. And he's apparently, I think it was that he was coming in too far at cover. He was coming in too quickly. And Naveen is walking back to the top of his mark yelling. And then he comes in and bowls the next ball. And then he's yelling again. And he's gesturing. And he says, get him out of there. And he sends him down to long on. So they yank him out of cover. He's yelling at the captain at this point. And Harshmand is like dude, I ran you out. Like, you know, I don't want
to ruin your night.
I don't want to burn him again. But okay, fine. Whatever you say, you're my fast bowler and you're angry. Get him out of there. They send him down to long on. And as he's going, he turns backwards. He takes a couple of steps backwards to talk to the bowler and then trips over and rolls his ankle. Goes down to long on to field for about two balls and then takes himself off to go to the physio. You can imagine him walking into the room saying, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Pretty much.
I'm not having a great night. But he is having a great night because Afghanistan beat England for their second ever win in a World Cup. They got the one over Scotland in 2015. This is number two.
And it was second highest total for them in World Cup cricket. Just the comprehensive nature of this win. We've seen upsets before where teams just get over the line. You spoke about many other upsets that have happened over the years.
The Scotland game. Nine down, glance to fine leg, all that.
There you go. But this was a proper pasting that England have received from Afghanistan in conditions that favoured both teams. So there's no condition talk. Michael Atherton made sure he mentioned that at the end. Just a day to celebrate as a cricket fan. And what better place for Afghanistan to do this than in Delhi, which has some of the best Afghan food possible available in the country. So I'm sure Rashid Khan knows all about it.
Yep.
He's going to take all those Afghan players and all those Afghan fans who we saw around the ground,
mm-hmm.
And maybe even some of the English fans, and go enjoy yourself if, wherever you're watching it. If you're waking up to us, if you're going to bed with us, not literally.
Who knows how the night might unfold?
You never know. I'm going to bed with this guy. Just celebrate this victory. It is, I don't know why I'm sounding like Harsha Bogle, but it is a great day in international cricket.
All right. England have South Africa next, then Sri Lanka, then India. So, you know, if they lose, well, they've got to win at least a couple of those. If they lose, particularly, they've got the South Africa and India challengers who are running hot. If they lose those two, they're gone, basically. Afghanistan have New Zealand, Pakistan and Sri Lanka next. Tomorrow is Australia playing Sri Lanka. Apparently, Sri Lanka's playing everybody, everywhere, at all times, playing 19 games in the group stage of this World Cup. That's it. This has been The Final Word, World Cup Daily. Bharat Sundaresan, Jeff Lemon from Lucknow. If you like what we're doing, patreon.com/thefinalword. The show is brought to you by Westfield London. More Extra, Less Ordinary. We will see you next time. George Benson. I ain't protected, brother. I ain't fenced in. And my future questions, my current senses, that'll be the same we've been doing for centuries. Sorry if I ran out to empty. Wrote this so you know what I meant here. I had to go.